أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families, dear students, dear teachers, dear scholars, dear people of Qom, dear mourners of Her Eminence, Lady Fatimatul Zahra, Assalamu alayha, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. Our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of our time upon the martyrdom of Lady Fatimatul Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, as well as all of you dear guests and dear mourners of Her Eminence, the Lady of Light, Lady Fatimatul Zahra, Alayha Salam. We have seen that in the recent events of Palestine, with a ceasefire in Gaza, the Zionist regime and its forces have turned their barrels have turned the barrels of their guns towards the West Bank, and so we see that they have been killing innocent Palestinian youth in the West Bank and the Jenin refugee camp. To make matters worse, with hospitals that have been shut down, there is a serious catastrophe, and we are on the brink of this serious catastrophe in Gaza, where the situation most surely is going to get worse. It is reported that diseases are now going to take over and ravage the Palestinian population. There have been calls from all across the world to help this humanitarian situation that is occurring in Gaza, especially when considering that many of the major hospitals have shut down, again, because of the 40-day onslaught of the Zionist regime, where they attacked hospitals. May Allah help our Palestinian brothers and sisters. We had talked about how there is a dire, humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip, despite the ceasefire, because of the shutting down of hospitals, this rampage of disease that is soon to come upon the Palestinian brothers and sisters is a very serious humanitarian crisis that is about to occur. Of course, after incessant bombing over 40 days, there is not much left in the northern areas of Gaza. Also, at the end of November, the director of the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza was detained by Zionist forces. Recently, it has been announced that they're going to continue the detention of the director of the Al-Shifa Hospital for another 45 days. This individual is a doctor who is also the director of the hospital, and in reality, what was his crime that he's going to be detained for well over 45 days as he was trying to save the lives of innocent Palestinian men, women, and children. What's really interesting is that the Ansarullah movement, of course, who is led by Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, these are not only, well, the people in Yemen in general have faced their own decades-long war, which was conducted upon them by the Saudis, as well as their Western supporters. So the Yemeni people and the Ansarullah movement are relatively poor, right? Especially after 10 years or so of war that was waged upon them. But despite being poor, they have still decided to stand up for the rights of the Palestinian people when they needed them the most. This, on the other hand, where we see that many of the Arab governments who are filthy rich, they have so much wealth that they don't know what to do with it, they have decided to stay silent on the matter of Palestine. My last point for tonight before we continue on to our main speech. Yesterday, November 29th, Imam Khamenei, in a speech which he delivered, he talked about how the region is facing a de-Americanization movement. So he had talked about the de-dollarization earlier on in his speeches. Yesterday he talked about the de-Americanization that we are all witnessing. The initial spark, of course, he said, is this Al-Aqsa storm, which has started the de-Americanization of the region. He also said another point, he said that Western civilization, we have all seen in the recent post Al-Aqsa storm, that the Western civilization is such that it is willing to murder 5,000 Palestinian children, all in the name of fake self-defense.